happy official Octoberween. We are finally in my favorite month, and I'm hoping this brings a lot of inspiration and positive forward motion. I know 2020 has been a hell of a year for all of us, and I do think there's still a lot of intensities coming this month, but I'm really welcoming that Libra harmony, that balance, justice card vibes. For those of you who have not watched before, I am your host, Cardzy B, and for those of you who have, you already know that I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor, and I started reading tarot when I was still a kid, still in elementary school, and since then, I've turned that hobby and kind of that passion pursuit into a full-time tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot, as well as various other tarot products and events. So I'm really excited about this episode. As you know, it's my favorite time of year. I have two of my favorite Octoberween witches. They come on the podcast every year at this time because they are, I think, love this holiday, this month, this time. The Witch's New Year, even more than I do, if that's possible. So I will be bringing out Abigail Breslin and Emily Beige of Wonderlust Girls. But before I bring out those two, I wanted to quickly go through our energies of the month. So for those of you who tuned in last time, this is a quick recap. And if you haven't, you can get more in-depth information on the cards, the energies we're working with through Libra season and October. Our first card, ruled by Libra, and the 11th card of the Major Arcana is the Justice card. As you can see in the Smith Rider-Waite deck, she's this kind of fierce, seated figure on her crown, really juggling the throat chakra with the sword and the third eye with those scales of balance. As we channel kind of our inner knowing, become discerning with it, where can we speak our truth? Where can we put those boundaries in place? And of course, in my deck, RBG, who else could the Justice card be? And really, when I think about RBG in this card, when I think about justice in general, what can we really, when we speak our truth, when we really hold boundaries that are respectful of our highest good and for our best intent, it really helps the world. It's kind of that cheesy analogy of putting on your oxygen mask before you help someone else, or filling your cup so that you have something to give out to the world as a healer, as a mother, as a friend. So really, justice is kind of helping us to harmonize by really caring for ourselves and learning how to put those boundaries in place this month. The second card for October, which I pull from the January 1st overview every year, we got Two of Cups. And I love this because the two cards are all in the Justice lineage. So Justice, the 11th card, 1 + 1 = 2. So this is tied back when we look at tarot constellations. I did a whole episode on tarot numerology and constellations. Mary Kate Greer came on the podcast, and she's really kind of the granddam of tarot, I would say, and definitely of numerology with tarot. So as we add up 11, 1 + 1, we get 2. So all of the 2s in the minor arcana are associated with justice with this month, as is the High Priestess. So in the 2s, we got the 2 of Cups for October. So I was like, cool, this month is really going to be in alignment because we're getting cards from this lineage. 2 of Cups is ruled by Venus in Cancer. So a lot of emo heart chakra vibes. This is really, where can we open our heart to new energies that are going to bring balance as we put boundaries for things that may not, for things that are not serving. These two really work well together as a team. 2 of Cups, it's often written off as like the love card, like, oh my gosh, someone's going to ask you out, or you're going to have, you know, a fierce love connection this month. If you're in a relationship, you probably will feel more heart chakra connected, more meaningful conversations, kind of going deeper in terms of that emotional and energetic connectivity. Absolutely. And if you're single and you're actively dating, if you're looking, if you're like, I'm open to a partner, this is a great month. October, the cards are literally in your favor. But on the contrary, if you're like, I'm not feeling that, that doesn't really resonate. I'm not, not that I'm closed off. I probably am. Y'all who are watching, and I'm always like, I'm totally single, but like, no, not now. I'm kind of probably closed off. I don't see this resonating with me. Would love it if it's a sneak attack surprise of some unexpected sexy witch, but prob's more on the business front for me. So the thing about 2 of Cups is when people just write it off as, ooh, like love is coming in, this is also a symbol of commerce, of mutual exchange and respect. So this can be an amazing collaboration, a business partner. This can be a new friend coming in as well. Someone who just, you equally have something to offer in the relationship, and you mutually respect each other, and you bring a lot to the table that kind of elevates one another. I'm actually working with a couple new people on Badass Bitches Tarot. up on the podcast. So I feel like this already resonates with me in Libra season. I've already had some meaningful connections that I feel like we're going to really both help each other, both parties. So that could be the case. It can also be sexy love vibes. So definitely either way, good things, collaboration, meaningful unification coming in October. Now let's take a look at our card of the week. Ooh, we got Betty White, the World. Okay, so I like this actually astrologically because the world is ruled by Saturn. Some say it's ruled by the energy of Earth. The Order of the Golden Dawn, which was kind of the all of the information and the structure behind the Smith Rider Waite deck, really. Oh, that is crazy. You guys, I did not have this earmarked. The world is so funny like that. I was just gonna show that. Anyway, I love synchronicities. Like when you're just like, you're on the right path. We are the world this week. I am meant to read tarot for a living. So anyway, the world is in the Smith Rider Waite. It's said to be ruled by both the element of Earth energy, like the pure personification embodiment of Earth, because you know it is the world. It's Earth as we know it. So it's that energy of groundedness, of root chakra stability, security. It's also ruled by the planet of Saturn. So I've always had kind of a tumultuous relationship with this card because Saturn and I have a love-hate relationship. I'm a Sag. I had a really rough Saturn return, and then Saturn in my sun sign. Actually, the book that I'm now writing is called The Saturn Diaries, a modern-day grimoire for that reason. But I digress. The world for this week, it's really used, that Saturn energy coming in is what are the lessons we've learned up until this point? And Saturn also just went direct this past week. So Saturn was in retrograde. Now it's back direct in Capricorn in its home constellation. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. So it's kind of like, okay, here we go. We've moved through a lot. We've had to look at a lot of uncomfortable things in the past couple of months. Things have come to the surface on the world stage and on a micro level in many of our personal lives. What are the lessons we've learned? It's a great time for this, for the world to be coming in this week because of that transit of Saturn going direct. The other thing with the world is it is a level of complete. We just had that really powerful full moon in Aries, a very, really fiery energy. I don't know if any of you were having a little bit of rage. It was like a little spiritual PMS for many of my clients and myself. It was just like, whoa, I don't know why I'm feeling so ragey. But I think it was a lot of things coming up to be like, are you done with this? Are you really done? And now we're in that waning moon period of releasing a lot of that. So the world this week is reminding us, what are the lessons that we cleared in the recent past in this time? What are we really, what have we come through? What are we like? I'm grateful for that. You know, like when I talk about how traumatic my Saturn return, my Saturn and my sun sign was, I wouldn't be here if that didn't happen. You know, I wouldn't be doing this work on a daily basis. So it beat the shit out of me, but I'm really grateful for those lessons. And I'm grateful that I cleared them then, and I will never have to relearn them because of the level of intensity they came through and the fact that I was forced to deal with them. So this week, what were you forced to deal with? What were lessons, even if they were really challenging, if they're really shitty in the past couple of months, that you know, I can't unsee that, I can't unknow it, I can't go back to living my life in the same way for the better because of the things I've been forced to face and that I know. I think that this week it's kind of like things that have been tied up, maybe not in the neatest, prettiest bow, but kind of like, I've now moved through that. That could be a relationship. It could be a geographic location. It could be a client, a job. But this is really a final closure of something, of an area. It could be multiple areas that you know you've really moved through. And you may look back and still have a lot of respect for that time, that person, that situation of the learnings that you've come through, because it probably has, in the vein of Saturn, made you a lot stronger, made you a lot more authentically aligned in your own truth and yourself. But I think this week is going to be a feeling of like, of relief in that sense of like, cool. It's in the rear view mirror. It's still an important lesson that we've come through in this, but like, it's kind of like in the rear view mirror. Now that I drive, so funny, I have all these driving analogies, but I was driving literally looking in the rearview mirror when I was getting off an exit, and there were these big wrong way signs of kind of like, you can't go back that way because you're gonna then get into an accident going the wrong way on the highway. And it was like, okay, that's already behind. That's the wrong way. And I'm thinking, I'm getting that vibe with the world of like coming through something that even if it was challenging has really caused us to expand, to grow, to evolve in this process. That being said, what an awesome intro for my girls, Emily and Abigail, coming in hot from Nashville, the Wonderlust girls. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I am so beyond excited. I was saying in the intro to this episode that I have, you guys are my favorite October like guest witches ever, and that we've been prematurely celebrating Halloween. I mean, probably all of us individually since childhood, but especially since the three of us became besties. Like, we start pre-gaming in like maybe mid-July. So I had to kick off Octoberween with my two favorite witches. And I know that a lot, like, people gave me a ton of amazing feedback about the other episodes that you were on, but in case people haven't heard that episode, I now have this on YouTube. I just wanted to go into the backstory of your card, because in the Badass Witches Tarot deck, you guys are, of course, Two of Wands. And this is the like Smith Rider Waite version that you were inspired by. And then of course, you two in front of Nashville with the little globe, Abby holding the whole fucking world. So yeah, I wanted to get your take on kind of, because I feel like that was your big intro to tarot, what you guys think of being, because I didn't really ask you. I was just like, this is what you represent to me. Like, you're going to be the Two of Wands. And kind of, what is your take on that? What do you think of your card? Do you think that's accurate?
Yes, our card fits us perfectly, I think. I think a lot of it has to do with potential. And, you know, you have the world at your hand, but there is that whole, you know, you have to plan and work to see that success and to have the world actually in your hand. We are huge, huge planners. I'm embarrassed to say how many like lists I have going on right now, but we even have matching notebooks. It's so embarrassing. They're, of course, black and white.
I love it so much.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, totally unintentionally. But yeah, I think ours has so much potential for people. You just have to, like, in the one that you showed that we're based off of, he's kind of like holding the where he already is. So it's like you have to get yourself out of that comfort zone. So you can prep and plan all you want and have these great ideas, but until you actually have the courage to just say, you know what, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna take over this and do what I want to do. That's what I think that card has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always think of that with you. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Abby.
I was just going to say, we follow our gut, and a lot of people don't. A lot of people hesitate and overthink things, and we're very spontaneous and impulsive, and we go with the feeling, which is important.
Yeah, I always think that of you guys, because I think of your, like, you are very organized, and like you said, you're planners, but you're risk takers, and that's really, I think, like, the big part of this card. It's kind of like them being able to, yeah, take that leap. So I'm like, that's totes the Wonderlust girls. I get really excited, and everyone gets excited when they get this card, because it's kind of in a reading usually at a crossroads of, okay, like, you know it, what the thing is you need to do, and it might be a little bit scary, and everyone who gets that card is like, I know what it is. Like, as soon as it's pulled, they're like, yeah, I know what it is, and there might be some risks involved, or it might be out of your comfort zone to some degree, but yeah, I think this is, I get excited when it's there, because it's kind of like that little nudge to take that leap. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what's going on like with you ladies for Octoberween? Are you doing, I know that you do weekly tarot polls, and I'm always so grateful when I get to see my cards on your stories with that. Are you doing any other kind of like October or fall rituals?
Yeah, I mean, I think that October 1st, you know me as like a fresh start type of person. So when I have, oh, sorry, did that block out?
Oh, no, you're still, yeah. Okay.
So for when a new month starts, especially October, I have to clean everything top to bottom to make sure that I have like no distractions. My focus is Halloween, and that's that. And so I think it's like a deep clean of everything, and just a fresh start is usually what I do on October 1st.
Yeah. And we also take like seasons and holidays super serious, and it sounds crazy, but it's like, especially now when everybody's sort of in this like monotonous, mundane, everything is the same sort of way for 2020, it's important to make things exciting and spirited. So like, I mean, we decorated before October, but it's like, you know, switch out your throw pillows for seasonal throw pillows, get the new mugs out, like make things different, because if you're gonna stay in your surroundings, you have to switch it up, which is like what we need to do, especially right now, knowing that we're going into like a colder season, and a lot of staying in is going to be happening. So changing up like our surrounding is important for us.
Yeah, and also manifesting is also a really big thing that we do. We always create, you know, kind of like a mood board, but, you know, we'll put things out as well. But it's important for us to see the things that we want, because I feel like when you're at home, there's so many things to be distracted by. Like, I feel like I've become like a housewife. It's so ridiculous. Like, I spend so much time doing stupid things like the laundry and all that type of stuff, and I should be thinking about, you know, it's easy to get distracted from the things that I actually want to focus on. So seeing those somewhere every day, I think, is really important. So like, even if it's cutting out pictures of magazines or printing things out online, or I even have mine as the background of my computer so I can see it every single day.
I love that. I do that on my phone too. Like, I'll change like the backdrop of my phone, and I often do a tarot card of like, this is what I want to embody for this season or this period of time. And I love that. I love what you guys were saying about just like stuff around the home, about like mugs and throw pillows even, because I do the whole like witchy altar, and I know that not everyone does that, or that doesn't like feel in resonance for like, oh, I don't like want that in my home, or that's not my vibe. But even if you have things that you use seasonally that you can like get excited about, but then also it's kind of almost ritualistic and mindful, I feel like, when you use like those mugs or pull those things out, like it's like setting up success for that period of time or that season. Do you have anything specific that you guys pull out that you're like, I mean, I know that you have the most like fantastic like witchy home ever, Emily has a coffin dining room table. Like, it's like the dream home. You have, it's like straight out of American Horror Story Coven. I love everything about your home. But do you have anything specific, either or both of you, that you're now using like for the month of October or for Libra season going into Samhain and Halloween that you're like, yes, like, and put intention into?
I mean, honestly, for me, it's like pretty basic, but the fall candles, like, there's something obviously about the flame that's really magical, and I light them all day. I don't wait for it to get dark. I have it burning. I love the smell. I love the look of it, and it just sort of like, it kind of completes the room and like gives a different feeling. So that's like the one thing every year that's like I'm most excited to get out.
Yeah, I think flowers too are a really big thing for me. Like, I like to have some sort of like seasonal flower, or even something that I see along my like walking route or something, you know, something that I can have from outside inside. This is going to sound so cheesy, but I'll show you. This is obviously just like a weed, but this little kid down the street picked this for me, and so it's been alive for like a week now in here, or 2 weeks. And so it's just something about having something from outside still alive inside, I think, is really cool.
I love that. Yeah, I try to keep like, and now that I live somewhere that there's actually, that I can do that, I have such an appreciation for that. Because before, I would like specifically buy flowers or buy like little pumpkins or things for like the like autumnal altar space. But I love that. And I think it's like, that's so cool that it was gifted to you too. I feel like that's definitely a good omen. I love that. Are there any specific, other than like obviously your card, are there any specific tarot cards that you're working with for the season? I know you do your weekly pulls, and that's kind of like an intention set for the week, but are there any that are coming up for you guys for like October in general?
This is so random, but let me see if I can get the photo. So today on my car, I hit 77,000 miles, or 77,777 miles. So any of the sevens are really like definitely popping out to me.
Oh, I love that. Sevens are a card of, they're like victorious energy, because the seventh, oh my God, yes, that's definitely a good sign. It's like coming through something that kind of has been like a hard won victory or success in a lot of ways. Like the seventh major arcana, it's the Miley on a wrecking ball, the chariot. And it's funny because your car is like, your chariot. So like there's so many synchronicities with that. But I think that's if you've come through a really challenging period, personally in your own, like this is kind of like you're on that, like you're coming through it like Miley on a wrecking ball, and you're on the other side where you can kind of see the victory.
I've been looking out for the Elle Woods card. Which one is that?
Oh yeah, the Page of Pentacles. The Page of Pentacles.
That's like what I'm trying to channel for the fall.
I love that card. I know that's always when I feel like I need some forward movement. That's a really, yeah, that's that's Dolly. Wait, I just saw the pink. No, Dolly's also good. That's like the love knight. Where is the Page of Pentacles? I love that for fall. Yes.
Yes.
And I love that I love that you're like so clearly seeing the sevens, Emily. That's like chariot energy is like awesome.
We do pay attention to numbers wherever we are. We don't like fully have like all the understanding of it, but when we see a number in certain places, we always like end up looking it up and seeing.
Yeah. No, I always tell, like, because I just obviously like relate them to the numerology of tarot, but like sometimes people will see numbers that are not repeat, like 777. Like my aunt here kept seeing the same like 647 like over and over again, and I was like, oh yeah, like I don't have every single like combination memorized, but if you see it, it's it, like look it up, because it's always easy to just like Google that, find on different numerology resources. So I think that's cool that's something you guys are really like synced up to as well.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing before, we have a really fun game section for today because I always love to play my tarot games with you ladies. You're my favorite. Before we go into that, I wanted to ask, because I think that you really have done such a beautiful job through this quarantine of creating really cool, interesting and like a sacred space within your homes and sharing things you are doing to like, as Abby was saying, like kind of freshen that up and keep that seasonal and moving forward, even if we are in the same physical location for long periods of time. Are there any ways, because I know it's different in different areas in the world, in the States, of what we can do and like how much, you know, we can be around other people socially, for people that really aren't able to do a Halloween party and this is their freaking favorite time of year, do you have any recommendations for whether that's getting together with people virtually or anything they can do to still like, oh my God, my favorite holiday is being ruined because of COVID. Do you have any tips for that?
Oh yeah, so many. I think it's super important that if you love dressing up, first of all,
do it.
It doesn't matter if you're not going to see anyone. You can virtually see people. You can post it on Instagram so it'll live there forever, or you can just do it for yourself. I know I will have like at least 5 to 10 changes on Halloween, so I can like build up to that the whole week before.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that goes for like any day really. It's like dress up. Like that's like one of our biggest like MOs is just like dress wild and crazy, because there's a lot of science backing that will like change your mood and productivity.
I'm wearing heels right now and there's you don't even see them, but it makes me feel so much more.
Same.
Oh, those were cute.
Yeah, I love those.
No, that's such a good tip. And like, yeah, it does. You're right. And like when, like Abby, you were right. There has been science behind just like elevating your frequency and your mood based on, I love that. Yeah. And Halloween is the best time for that.
Yeah. And if you don't have a party to go to, just walk around the block, go look at decorations, like find some way to get out. And we're a big fan of the like Zoom parties, you know, decorate pumpkins with your friends across the country.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm doing, I'm offering like a discount on I do Zoom parties for readings, and I'm offering a discount on that for people that want to like pull their friends together and do like group tarot readings. So I think there is a lot that people have been able to quickly become creative with that medium virtually, whether it's FaceTime or Zoom. So yeah, but I love that definitely. I mean, that's how the three of us met. We love the dressing up. Like yes. We met in a burlesque bikini boot camp workout class, and I think we were the only free dress, like we were from burlesque. So yeah, definitely celebrate the mood lifting dressing up for Octoberween. So yeah, okay, for our game segment, I think we played the Marry, Do or Die on the first Octoberween episode. You guys were on the podcast, but I have new cards for you this time. So for those of you watching or listening, we were playing the Favesy childhood game of the PG version of Marry, Do or Die, or I think it's like Marry, Fuck, Kill, right, the non-PG version. So we're going to play that with some challenging tarot cards. So let me pull the three options I'm going to give you, ladies. Okay, so the first is the moon. And in my deck, that's the Britney Spears, the half like shaved head meltdown Britney, half sexy iconic Britney. And this is the card that's ruled by Pisces. So it's kind of very emo and very trying to find the balance between light and shadow of that. Like we all have like crazy ass shaved head Britney in us. And we all have like sexy, perfect Instagrammable sides of ourselves. And kind of trying to find the balance and the harmony in that. The moon is our first option. Second option, the Tower, which is like basically brought to you by 2020. It's the card that's ruled by Mars and is all about destruction and things being pulled out from under us that like aren't really serving us, but we didn't necessarily ask for them to be removed. I made this card Kesha in my deck because of everything that she went through that was like so catastrophic, but like ultimately for her growth, and she's so much stronger and, you know, better and happier and more aligned now, but like some horrible dark chaos, the Tower. And then our last card is Lilo, Miss Lindsay Lohan as the Hanged Man. And this is the card that's kind of all about just remaining in like kind of an uncomfortable position or uncertainty, which is also very 2020, of not being able to necessarily know exactly what's going to happen next, not being able to predict things and just have to kind of surrender to the unknown. So yeah, three rough cards that a lot of times when you get them in a reading, people are not thrilled about. So if you had to choose the marry, do, or die for these three, what are you guys thinking? I want to hear both of your answers.
I think we have the same answer for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say marry Kesha.
Wow. Bold, bold. Okay.
And Britney die.
We're killing the moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what? What's the last one?
Oh, sleep.
And then we sleep with Lilo.
Okay. I could see the sleeping with the unpredictability. I would probably choose, yeah, I mean, this is a rough one. I honestly don't, I picked a mean one. I would probably also sleep with Lilo. And I think that that's like the uncertainty of like, okay, well, we'll see how it goes. But the marrying, I might be Britney. Yeah, because I'm kind of over the Tower moment. It's like, I'm over it. Thank you. Like that, I can be done with that. So, but excellent choices all around. So for the this is a new segment because I had talked about knowing when to bury, burn, or freeze things in spell work. And people were asking questions about that. And people were like, oh, you should do that as a segment. So I thought this would be the first intro with the Wanderlust Girls, bury, burn, or freeze. I need like theme music for this. We need to get Steven on top of a little theme music for the segment. So in spell work, oh, and like you can bind as well. I feel like you can bind things in combination with any of bury, burn, or freeze, but like binding is more like I use it to like tape up a picture of someone of like stopping them from being able to do you harm anymore, of like putting pause on that. And then the bury, burn, or freeze, burying is kind of earth energy. So it's like to surrender and transmute it of like, cool, I'm gonna like put this into the earth, let it transmute into something like more aligned, more, you know, more in sync with where I am now. The burn is obviously just to like get it the fuck out of your life. I've burned a lot. it's kind of to completely clear, and it's like we're gonna alchemize it, kind of like the phoenix rising from ashes of like I'm done with this. And then freeze is a little gentler because freeze is kind of like you're protecting yourself with the water, like cleansing the situation with the water, but you're also kind of putting it on hold. Like that might defrost and it might be a, you know, and that might work out later on, or that might come back around. So that's kind of the three options. So okay, for those three, you have to decide what you're going to do with these three individuals. Your most horrible ex, the second, the worst apartment you've ever lived in, and three, the most annoying friend, like personal relationship friend, coworker, or stalker energy in your life.
Oh my God, hilarious. So the first thing that comes to mind is one of our It was the worst apartment, but it also had like really good pros. But it was our second apartment in Manhattan. And I think we would have to bury that apartment because it's just, it fits perfectly because right in the backyard was a cemetery. But like we could literally, well, not literally, figuratively bury it in that cemetery and just like let all the bad stuff just like sort of dissipate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would say we would bind the ex, both mm-hmm. of our exes for sure. Let yeah. them not do anyone else harm or us.
Yep. And then any just like negative energy, friend, colleague, anyone that's just keeps popping up and like causing harm, we would probably freeze them because it's obviously the lesser of evils.
Like most of their asses just freeze.
Yes, Elsa, hilarious. Turn them into ice sculptures.
Oh my god, yeah, it will now be known as like the Elsa spell. I like that.
Yes.
I talked about this on an older episode. Before I left New York, I did the binding and freezing of a specific annoying friend. And it was the same thing where I was just like, I just need this person to like kind of get out of my energetic space, but I don't wish her ill. I just kind of need to like put this on pause. And now I have this fear of someone renting that apartment. I mean, not a lot of people are renting in New York right now, but I have this fear of like when someone else moves into my old apartment of them like defrosting it from the ice maker tray and then like hearing from this person again. I'm like, oh, maybe I should have thought that through and a location that like someone else can't just move into and defrost my spell. So that's a little note to consider when freezing. But yeah, I've done a lot of burning. I've had you know them all. I've had a lot of crazy exes.
Yes. Yeah.
So true.
Some running for office.
Oh my god, the joke of the decade.
Oh my god. What is the worst spell that you guys have ever done or like that's gone awry?
We had a really funny one. We were both doing the same spell and it was a full moon spell, I think. So we had to put it by the window and then like we could release it once the full moon came. And literally the night I put it in the windowsill, I had the windowsill open or the window open. And it must've been a freaking like tornado, but I like came back into my room. The glass was shattered all over the floor. All of the all of the things inside were just like stuck to my floor. And I was like, this is either really good or really bad.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's powerful, especially if it was full moon. Yeah, and you're like, okay, cool, we're done with that. That was a fast one. That was very, yeah, I think that's definitely
one time it was just like a lot of cleanup.
Yeah, there was definitely honey involved.
Yes, yes, honey, sticky stuff all over. Luckily, just on the floor, not on my bed or anything.
Oh my gosh. No, that's kind of amazing. But I do think that's super powerful.
Yeah.
Before we're almost to the end of the half hour, but before we head out, is there anything else, like aside from all of the magic of, you know, Samhain, Halloween, Octoberween that you guys have coming up? I know that you've been doing a lot of really cool things, working on some things percolating behind the scenes in Nashville and other collaborations. Is there anything that you kind of want the watchers, the viewers to know that you're going to be launching, anything new coming out?
Well, right now, I think because October is so important to us, we're doing a new post every single day of October. So we've kind of planned and we've been working on these for quite some time, some very, very creative shoots for every single day of October. So we've got some Harry Potter coming your way. We've got lots of cool stuff.
I'm so excited. Yeah, obviously I'll link back to your blog, to all of your social in this. I think that, I mean, your photography and what you're, you know, kind of putting out on social is beautiful always, but this month, especially if you don't already follow Wonderlust Girls, like they are the queens of October. So absolutely. I'll be posting back to that as well. And I hope that I get to see you in person at some point soon, either in Nashville or Pennsylvania. I'm actually going to your kind of second home of Salem in 2 weeks. So excited. I wish that you could be there. It feels so weird to go without you.
I know.
This will be our first year. Yeah. Not going.
Oh my goodness. Well, I definitely hope, like, if, you know, obviously virtually we will in the meantime, but to reconnect in person as soon as it's possible. But thank you so much, and happy October to both of you.
So exciting. We're so alive.
I know. It's like, it feels like things are getting better. Like now that it's like
full moon. Like the month that celebrates the dead is when we become alive. It's very
1,000%. I hope that that helped to get all of you in the Samhain, Halloween, Octoberween spirit as well. I'm so grateful to have Emily and Abigail on. We've been friends for, God, I think maybe it's like almost a decade now, which is crazy. And I know that they really, really love this time of year, this kind of reset and rebirth of fall and the Witch's New Year. So I hope that you found some of their tips really helpful. I liked what they talked about in terms of kind of refreshing your home space, the clearing out of old, you know, clearing your closet, resetting some of your day-to-day accessories and living space areas. So I hope that that's helpful. I also hope that you are working through the cards of the month with that Justice Vibes RBG, helping to put some boundaries in place. The Two of Cups welcoming in some new harmony and balance of potential new relationships and collaborations this month. And of course, this week, the Betty White card, the World. So some of those tough Saturn lessons that we've learned, I really hope are coming to, not necessarily a finite close, but coming to the end of a chapter that's really helping us to kind of resolve and clear a lot of those energies and start fresh with this really beautiful autumnal new year season that we're in. So I hope all of you have a fantastic week and a magical, magical Octoberween. And as always, stay magical AF.